You're listening to a CNBC TV18 podcast.
Can one contract two COVID variants at once? That means, can a person contract, say, the alpha and beta variants at the same time? Well, experts say yes. But how critical is this situation? And do vaccines work in this case? Tune into this brand new episode of COVID 5 Podcast to find out. Hello and welcome. This is your host Karishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 15. The country reported close to 42,000 cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. The daily case count has surpassed 40,000 after a gap of 3 days. Meanwhile, the daily death toll hit the lowest in 9 days with less than 600 fatalities. However, the active cases in the country have gone up by over 2,000 for the first time in a week. Now, coming back to how one can contract two variants at a time. Recently, a 90-year-old Belgian woman who had contracted the alpha as well as the beta variants of coronavirus died. Experts say that the possibility of a person contracting two different variants at the same time is very rare, but not unlikely. But how does this happen? According to medical experts, the virus takes time to multiply and affect all the cells. And in the meantime, the unaffected cells can host another variant from other sources. Well, no study has so far suggested that contracting two variants simultaneously can make a case more critical. Experts say that both variants similarly impact the body. Besides, all COVID vaccines are almost equally effective against different variants. So, if a drug or treatment method is helping a patient recover from one variant, the effect of the other variant will also be reduced. Moving on, earlier this week, the Uttarakhand government cancelled the Kavar Yatra, but the Uttar Pradesh government, on the other hand, has given it a go-ahead. Several people have raised concerns about the event, and today, the president of the Indian Medical Association said, and I quote, "It's our duty to caution the government that at this time, any mass gathering is going to be disastrous for the country," unquote. The Uttarakhand police, meanwhile, have appealed to the people to not visit Haridwar as Kavar Yatra has been suspended. The Uttarakhand DGP said that they'll hold a coordination meeting with all districts sharing borders with the neighbouring states to stop Kavars from coming to Haridwar. A look at an update on the sports front. Cricketer Rishabh Pant has tested positive for COVID-19 in the ongoing tour to England. He did not travel with the Indian team to Durham as it reassembled for next month's test series against the hosts. The BCCI has confirmed that Pant has been in isolation for the past 8 days and is asymptomatic at this point. The BCCI source, however, did not say when Pant will be able to join the squad back. However, he is likely to undergo a COVID-19 test in the next couple of days. The rest of the squad, except Pant and the injured Shubham Gill, have left for Durham from London. Next is an update on an attack on doctors. While the attacks had become a common affair when the second wave was at peak, another such case has been reported from Maharashtra. A 55-year-old coronavirus patient undergoing treatment at a government hospital in Raigarh allegedly attacked a doctor with saline stand. According to the police, it's because the patient got annoyed when the doctor asked him to not remove his oxygen mask repeatedly. The police said that later, when the doctor was sitting on a chair, the patient came from behind and started hitting him on his head with the saline stand. The doctor was injured in the incident and was admitted to the same hospital. Meanwhile, a case has been registered against the patient. Now some pandemic news on the global front. Following the rapid spread of the Delta variant in Australian states, Victoria has been ordered into a 5-day lockdown. As Victoria joins Sydney in the stay-home order, the measure means nearly half of Australia's 25 million population is now under a lockdown. Well, those of you wondering if COVID-19 vaccines will work if you have a weak immune system, a report seems to offer some clarity. According to an Associated Press report, if you have a weak immune system, the vaccines will probably not work as well as they do in healthy people, but the shots would offer some protection. That's why vaccines are still recommended for people with immune systems weakened by a disease or certain medications. It is also important that your family, friends, and caregivers get vaccinated, which will make it far less likely that they pass on the virus to you. About 3% of US adults have weakened immune systems. Among them are people with HIV or AIDS, transplant recipients, some cancer patients, and people with autoimmune disorders. The report says that COVID-19 shots were not studied in a large number of people with weak immune systems, but limited data and experience with flu and pneumonia vaccines suggest that they won't work as well as they do in others. This means that people with weak immune systems should keep taking precautions like wearing masks and avoiding large crowds. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.